We're doing the Drashot HaRan. We're up to page Shin Nun in the Masada of Kuk edition. The Ran had been describing that in essence the idea of prophecy is not one which we can really understand logically. He says really man is so distant from Hashem that for man to attain prophecy is not something which we can really explain logically. If Hashem chooses to grant him that, so yes, that's very nice. Hashem has given him a gift. But it's not something which a person can logically say, yes, a man should perceive some vision from Hashem. And he quoted a pasuk. He says, we find even with regard to Mashiach, Hashem says, V'ikravti v'nigash ilai, I will bring him close and he will come to me. Ki mi uzeh arevet libo lagesht elai nu Hashem. Who can say that he's really taken control of his own heart, that he's fit to come close to me, says Hashem. This verse was said about the Mashiach. The verse says, even though Mashiach is going to be such a fine human being, he's still not fit to come close to me, if not for the fact that I bring him close initially. If I allow him, so then he can come close to me. And that's why Moshe in his prayer says, Moshe says, I know I'm not fit to go in and see the land of Israel. I'm not worthy. I have no claims. But you know what? I'm also not worthy to perceive anything of you, Hashem. You gave me that perception. I'm asking to be allowed to go into the land of Israel. And Hashem, you've shown me your greatness, which was something that I was not worthy of seeing. And if you would only let me see things in life that I am worthy of seeing, then I certainly wouldn't have perceived anything of the prophecy I witnessed. But on the contrary, you began by showing me all your great honor, all the awesome miracles you've done. So I ask you, if you've revealed to me of yourself, if you've revealed to me such great spirituality that's beyond my rights, you chose to give it to me. So then, let me also cross over and see that good land, the land of Israel. Even though I know I'm not worthy of it. I know I transgressed. I know that my transgression is by far greater than my rights. Again, Moshe and his humility, that's his perception. When Moshe said, I want to see the land, he was using a euphemism. Because initially he said, being that he began by saying, you Hashem, showed me what I wasn't worthy of seeing, so let me also see the land of Israel. He didn't really mean, let me only see it. And Chazal said, Hashem took him to task on it. Hashem said, oh, you want to see it? I'll take you up the mountain, you can see it. But that's why Moshe concludes his prayer by saying, I want to go across the Jordan and see the land of Israel. Moshe was saying, just as you showed me the prophecy that's beyond my rights, so too, out of your kindness, allow me to enter the land of Israel. Moshe didn't mean to say, all I want to do is see the land. Our sages said, why did Moshe want to go into the land of Israel? He wanted to eat Israeli pomegranates. He wanted to taste what an Israeli date tastes like. He wanted to satiate himself from the bounty of the land of Israel. What was Moshe saying? The mitzvos of the Torah are contingent on the land of Israel. May it be my merit, may it be the will of Hashem, that the mitzvos will be fulfilled by me. Let me into the land. Let me perform mitzvos. You can't do most of the mitzvos by just seeing the land of Israel. Moshe was saying it to fit his intro. His intro was, Hashem, you allowed me to see prophecy that's beyond my rights. Allow me to see the land of Israel. Let me cross over and see it. It could be also that Moshe was doing it the way we should make our requests before heaven. You ask a little bit at a time. And that's a good way to ask also on earth. Sometimes you get A, so you ask for B. You got to think how to evolve. Sometimes you get on someone's nerves. But if you do it smartly, then you can really advance that way.
Or
Or else Moshe was trying to point out, as the Ran explained in the beginning of the speech, that Moshe is recounting what happened to illustrate to the Jewish people how much Hashem cherishes them. Because his punishment is over the fact that he didn't treat them with enough respect that one time. He called them Hamorim, rebellious ones, and they didn't deserve that. And Moshe is saying, look at how much Hashem loves you. He wouldn't let me go into the land of Israel. He wouldn't forgive me. And it could be that's why Moshe stresses, I asked, let me just go in and see it. And even that Hashem wouldn't let me out of respect for you, because Hashem loves you. Klomar lichvodchem, out of your honor. He's trying to encourage them to be focused, to strengthen themselves in fearing Hashem, in serving Him. He's pointing out to them how much Hashem loves them. So that's his explanation of what Moshe was saying. Why does Moshe mention that Hashem allowed him to see all these miracles and all this prophecy? What's that connected with his request? Let me see the land of Israel. So he's saying because prophecy is really an unnatural thing, it's something that defies logic. Moshe was saying, you gave me that gift, something that I'm not entitled to. You allowed me to witness your miracles, your prophecy. So allow me also to go into the land of Israel. If you've given me the first gift, I'm asking you, out of your kindness, give me another one. Yes, Amir.
Seeing, so it's a good lesson here to sometimes ask a few things at a time, even if we're related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right?
That's okay.
And the thing is, how do we know how much is a few to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's a few to us, and that, but I think our requests are contingent to the conditions. I know it's not a time, maybe. It's
right, it's Thursday night.
Val that. I was not here, but I could hear you guys singing. I was doing laundry and giving me like
that. Val dati od. Ki ma she'amar batchila ba'et ahi. The Ran says, I think also when we analyze the psukim, Moshe says, I begged Hashem at that time. Why is it stressing at that time? Hu lo'odia she'gam lachar she'chatu Yisrael bidvar pe'or. Moshe was pointing out, look, we had come to the border of the Jordan. And we had conquered the kings Sihon and Og. So I thought to myself, maybe I could go in. Then the Jewish people sinned with Baal Peor. So he had thousands of people going with the Midianite women and serving the idol Baal Peor. So Moshe was pointing out, even at that time, after that transgression, Chasal Kvodam, Hashem still was careful to protect the Jewish people's honor. V'lo ratzalim cholo lema'anam. And Hashem says, I'm not forgiving you. You derided my people. And Moshe is stressing at that time, even after the sin of Baal Peor. If Moshe would not have stressed at that time, then we would have thought Moshe begged for this forgiveness back when he sinned. Back before the Jews transgressed with Baal Peor. Then we could understand that Hashem was protecting their honor. Ach ba'etayi, but Moshe is saying right then, right after you transgressed with Baal Peor, lachal shenichshelu be'avodah zarah, they had just stumbled with paganism. Ve'im kol zeh lo zaza chibato mehem. Nonetheless, Hashem had this intense love for the Jewish people where He would not forgive Moshe. Zemoreshu negi mehem kiminag avim b'no. He's showing them, Moshe is illustrating that Hashem treats them like a father treats his son. Even though the son can be very disrespectful, he could be very rebellious. He doesn't send them away. That's an important point. People sometimes draw lines in the sand. A guy once told me, I told my son, if he doesn't wear tzitzis, he can leave this house. And I was shocked. I said, how can you do that? So he doesn't wear tzitzis. He should wear tzitzis, but you're telling him he should leave the house. He says to me, you don't understand. He's affecting the other kids. They won't wear tzitzis either. I said, yeah, but what will happen if you kick him out of the house? What are you telling him when you say you're willing to kick him out of the house? You know, a guy came to me a few years ago. His sister was dating an Arab. He said to me, I'm going to disown her. I'm going to tell her I don't want to ever see her again. And I said to him, no, the exact opposite. You make believe you don't know. You invite her for Shabbos. You be her best friend. Ignore it. Make believe you don't know. and as you befriend her, and as you're warned her, and as she knows you're accepting of her, and you ignore it. You don't have to know about it. So someone told you, but you don't have to know. She doesn't know you know. Make believe you don't know. Be her best friend. And I can tell you that today she's dating a Jewish guy. She left the Arab. But he was ready to disown her. Who said you're supposed to disown someone? You see, Am Yisrael went to paganism and Hashem didn't disown us. And the Ran says that's to teach us how a person, just like a person with his own son, even though he's doing something terrible, you don't disown him. You don't kick him out of their house. You find ways to make it work. Assuming he's not destroying the house, I'm saying there are kids who go crazy. There are kids who attack their mother, okay? The guy lifts a knife at his mother. You don't have too much of a choice. What can you do? I'm not saying there aren't limits. But just because he's going down a path that we would rather he didn't go down that path, that doesn't mean this should be a threat. And that's what he concluded and said. That's why Moshe says, I begged Hashem then, and we settled down then opposite the idol of Peor. What does that have to do with anything? What he's saying is, Moshe was stressing, Hashem was upset at me out of respect for you. And I want you to know it's even after the transgression of Peor. He says, I don't even want to mention what happened there. That's why Moshe just mentions it in passing. That's where we were settled. This is what our sages were alluding to in their drasha in the Sifri. This is what they were alluding to, that Moshe was stressing the love Hashem has for the Jewish people. Even at that time, even after the transgression of paganism at Baal Peor, Hashem tells Moshe, I'm not letting you into the land of Israel. This will teach all future leaders how much they have to respect the people of Israel, that I'm not going to forgive you. I'm not going to let you go on this one.